This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the WHL's list of the top 125 players all-time is out in celebration of the league's 50th season. We'll talk to former Regina Pat great Mike Sillinger, now with a different role within the WHL club. Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month is former Spokane Chief and Prince Albert Raider Anthony Bardero with the UBC Thunderbirds. He'll join us. And new Calgary Hitmen forward Jackson Houck is the WHL Player of the Week. We'll hear from him later. From 1987 to 1991, Mike Sillinger was tearing things up with the Regina Pats. He's now a consultant for player recruitment and scouting for his old junior team. I spoke with him about the changes the WHL has made over the years.
You know, obviously, I played over 20 years ago, so the league's made tremendous strides. I think the pace of the game, the style of the game, the coaches, I think, there's so much attention to detail. Kids are bigger, faster, stronger. You know, they have more resources here in the summertime as far as personal training and nutrition. The league is doing a great job in developing these young prospects.
Now, I remember going to the Agrodome to watch you play back in the late 80s, and you know, you had three straight 50-goal seasons in the WHL. You scored 50 in your final year in 1991 in just 57 games. And now the WHL has come up with a top 125 list. They'll get down to 50. You're on that list, and what does that mean to you? Is that, do you hold that with high regard? You're right between Ryan Smith and Brendan Schinnemann in the alphabetical list as we speak.
Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, I got actually a few tweets and text messages and whatnot and kind of japs when that list come out. And obviously, it's definitely an honor. You know, Ryan Smith is obviously a guy that played against all my junior. And obviously, at the end of my career, I got to play with him with the New York Islanders. And, I went through that list. And again, it's definitely an honor to be recognized as one of those players. Again, when I was 16 years old playing in the Western Hockey League, you know, I had no idea that the following year I was going to be a first-round draft choice. And again, I was going to score, 350-goal seasons. You know, I think I'm on top three or four in Pat's all-time scoring. So again, when I started out as a 16-year-old, I never thought all these pauses were going to happen. And again, to be recognized, definitely an honor.
Your experience as a player, not only in the WHL, but in the NHL, you played for, 12 different NHL teams. What experience and what kind of things can you bring to the table now for these young players and now on the recruitment and scouting side for the Regina Pats?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is we just had one of our players here just sent back. I helped coach the Regina Pat Canadians. And we just had one of our players, Riley Woods, who just got sent down back to Midget AAA. He spent almost over 2-3 months here with the big club. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is, as a player that's been there, done that, I can relate to him and kind of, you know, send him a message. Hey, it's about the work ethic and determination, and, you know, things will work out. You know, things might not always work out at the start, but, you can control your work ethic and control your performance on the ice. And if you do that and have a good attitude, you will be successful. So obviously that's one thing that I try to do here on a day-to-day basis with our affiliate team here, the Pat Canadians. And, again, Riley Wood is one of those players that, I deal with, and he'll be fine.
Well, Mike, you're on the list of the top 125 players. You played for four seasons, 1987 to 1991. Fans can vote online at WHL.ca for the top 50 players. I saw you score a lot of goals at the Agrodome when I was a teenager, and you're on my ballot. So best of luck, and congratulations on the honor.
Well, thanks so much. It is a great honor, and appreciate the time today.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Anthony Bardero is the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month, the first of the year to kick it all off. Now in his third year with the UBC Thunderbirds, he picked up 12 points in 8 games to capture the award. And, you know, you're starting to be a big contributor there with the Thunderbirds now in your third year.
Yeah, I'm getting a bigger role here and with the team now, and it's been a pretty exciting season so far, a new coach and everything, so it's been nice.
It's your third year of CIS hockey, Anthony. Tell me about the experience so far. How's it been for you? Was it what you expected? Was it what you not expected? How was it from your expectations?
Definitely been a little bit of both. I mean, coming here after playing in the Western Hockey League for so long is a huge change. I mean, your only focus is not just hockey anymore. Now you got school and class to worry about. So it's been a great time. I've had, honestly, probably the best couple of years of my life playing hockey out here and just being close to home and stuff for me. So it's been an amazing experience, but it's definitely a lot of work.
Yeah, you're from Delta, BC, and you're playing with about 20 other WHL alumni. That's got to be a lot of fun to team up with these guys after playing against them for so many years.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, like you said, you played against these guys and your enemies for so long, and a lot of them are my age or maybe you're younger, right? So it's been pretty cool to team up with these guys and get to know the guys that you're battling with for so many years in the Western League.
12 points in 8 games to win the award. You spent your WHL years, you mentioned, in Spokane and Prince Albert, two opposite ends of the spectrum as far as conferences and location. But tell me how the experience was in both cities.
Oh, I love both places. Playing in Spokane, that's such a great city. And, you know, being from Vancouver, the climate wasn't a whole lot different going from Vancouver to Spokane.
Yeah.
Pretty easy for me to adapt as I went to there. And I had a great time playing in Spokane, a lot of success. And awesome. And then moving on to Prince Albert, like you said, it was complete opposite. I mean, you had minus 50 winters, and I wasn't really wasn't loving that at first, but I don't know, I just fell in love with the city when I was there. The people around you are so great, and it's such a hockey town. I couldn't ask for a better place to play in my last couple of years.
That's right, Hockey Town North, great community up in Prince Albert. Anthony, tell me about school. You're taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program. I won't ask you about how the scholarship program's been for you and what it's meant.
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I look at growing up, if I ever wanted to come to UBC, I think this is probably the only way I could have done it. Not a cheap school to go to, and you get a great education out of it. So, you know, I've had a hard time the first year adapting to taking the classes and doing the schoolwork on top of hockey. But as time's gone on, you learn to get better at that kind of stuff. And it's just been a great experience being here, like I said, close to home and being able to see your family on weekends and stuff. So.
What's the program you're in now in your third year studies?
I'm in arts right now, but I'm looking to get into political science and probably graduate with a political science degree if I do the work.
Yeah, well, third year there at UBC, and I know it's a big transition from life after the Western Hockey League, but glad to see you having success as the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month. Good luck trying to track down the Huskies there in the race down the stretch, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Jackson Houck of the Calgary Hitmen picked up 6 assists and a pair of Hitmen victories. He is the WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl, has more.
Jackson, WHL Player of the Week. What does that mean as a player when you get that recognition?
Oh, obviously it means you know, your team did well on the weekend, and personally you did as well, which is nice. But the most important thing is those 2 games that we did win.
You had your Wayne Gretzky on. You had 6 assists in 2 games. Tell me about the ice and how you saw it to make those plays.
Well, the line mates made it easy for me. I mean, Riddell and Stukel were awesome this weekend. I mean, give credit to them. They run the finishing end of those plays. So, I mean, I wouldn't have got it without them and then putting the puck in the net.
Your time in Calgary, now 8 games in. You've had 14 points in those 8 games. The transition seems like it's been a great one for you.
Yeah, obviously I'm liking it here a lot. It's a change of scenery, and it's exciting for me. And it's exciting to come to the rink, and it's a new routine and everything like that. So for me, like I said, it's just exciting to come to the rink, and I think it's translating onto the ice.
When you hit the ground running like you have, how difficult is that as a player to come into a new system where you've got breakout, forecheck, all that goes with it to adjust so quickly?
I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, they got a good coaching staff here, and they got a good group of guys, so it was easy to adjust after the first couple days of practice. We got thrown into a couple games right away, but I think you know, ever since that point, I think we've done a great job of coming in and learning the systems and just being effective in the games.
Tell me about your role on this team. You're one of the old guys, 20 years old. Have you taken on a leadership role?
Yeah, I mean, they told me when I got here, my experience will be provided as leadership, and I think that's one of my jobs here. But my main job is to help this team win as many games as I can, whether that be, you know, getting assists, scoring goals, blocking shots, doing the little things to help this team win and you know, get as successful as we can this year.
Jackson, maybe your impressions on this Hitmen team. It seems as though it's a team that at times can hang with the best in the league and at other times has stubbed its toe. Well, what do you make of that group in that room?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've only been here 8 games, so we've had some good games, we've had some tough ones. So I think we have a lot of adversity in the group. I mean, some games, you know, we talk about that Seattle game, we're down 3-1 going to the third against a team that's probably one of the top teams in the West. And for us to come back like that was a huge character win. So I think we've got a lot of character, a lot of adversity in the room. And I think that when we handle adversity, we have a really strong group. And I think that we're just looking forward to every challenge that comes every night.
For you, your last season in the Western Hockey League, how often does that come up in your mind thinking, you know, this is an opportunity I can't let slip through my fingers?
Yeah, I mean, you don't try and think about that. You just try and play hard every game and worry about winning and trying to get as successful as you can this year with the team and making as far as you can, so you hold on to play in the Western League as long as you can. But hopefully at the end, it's a new beginning for me to start somewhere else. And I'm just looking forward to playing the rest of the year out here and looking forward to making as long as we can.
Last one for you. Notice much of a difference between the Western Conference and the East?
It's not much of a difference, right? So far, I've seen a lot of West teams, and so it's hard to adjust to that. But I think we play, Saskatoon and PA in the next couple days here a few times, so I think I'll adjust to playing the Eastern Conference a bit more. But for right now, it's pretty even.
Jackson, thanks for this. And again, congrats on Player of the Week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to Brad in Calgary for his help, and to our guests, Mike Sillinger, Anthony Bardaro, and Jackson Hulk. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.